This is Clat 2. It's about, I don't know, 2 a.m. or something. We're standing outside. It's not 2?
No, it's not 2. It's 3:20.
It's actually 3:20 a.m. Standing outside the hotel at the Southeast Linux Fest, and I'm talking again with Brian Smith. And Brian likes E. So which version of E do you like best right now?
I love E17. It's what I'm currently running. It's alpha. There is no specific release, and it changes. When they push something up to CBS, bam, it's changed. So
do you run it off of like out of their?
I check it out. Check it out from SVN, and I build every time I install. I have made my own devs, but E17 is a moving target right now. So what I do is I just check it out from SVN, build it.
Okay.
You know, hardcore like that.
So what, I mean, like, why do you like E? What, I mean, you seem pretty excited about it. What about it do you like?
E17 is the most modular window manager out there.
Yeah.
Period. There are none. And you can make E17 as minimal or as intensive as you want it.
See, that's what I like about it. You can make it. If you're in the mood for Fluxbox, just pare down E. At least in my opinion.
Well, I'll tell you
it's
this.
The same feel.
Now, Fluxbox is very sexy, but it's not as sexy as E.
It's
that you can, on commodity hardware, you can do a lot of visualization effects and, you know, have an animated desktop flip and things that, you know, and everything's a module in E. It's totally modular now. So if you want to dock, bam, you load iBar.
Right.
You know, and or if you want a dock that looks like the OSX docks that scrolls and it does enlarge and zoom, run iTask. You know, it's so forward moving that as far as development, no one else is keeping up with the pace that a Rasterman, which is the lead developer of E17, and I mean, it's as far as systems administration, I nothing can touch it.
Yeah.
Nothing can touch it as far as speed wise, and I don't use a I don't use a mouse generally when I run E17.
Right.
I just have the keyboard in my lap, and I can get to everything I need right there. You know, quick.
Okay, so here's a question or a proposal: is you know how people complain about, oh, it's not released yet, it's not released. Is that just, does that matter?
It doesn't matter at all, because if you download Yellow Dog Linux, it's running, for the PS3, it's running E17. If you got one of those GPCs from Walmart, it was running E17. If you get OpenMoco, it's running E17.
Right.
It is so mature.
Yeah.
It's in a late alpha state. And so that's what Rasterman will tell you. He'll say it's still alpha.
Right.
But you got tons of people who are
running it every day,
deploying commercial solutions.
That's true.
So the thing is that if it's good enough to sell boxes in Walmart and just put on OpenMoco, then I tell you what, and these are devices that are being sold to people. Then it's good enough for me to run on my desktop.
Yeah, I mean it's released.
Exactly.
You know? I mean
it's exact. The only thing, there are a lot of improvements. There's also EFIZ, which is a physics library. And I tell you what.
Now, is that the stuff going on in the background, like those animations in the background? Is that what enables that or no?
No. That's something totally different. That's actually what's so cool about that. And the theme language is written in Edge, EDJE, and it is so easy.
Really?
Really? And so the thing is that every theme, every background, it turns into a actual Edge file a EDJ file. So you get the desktop, a wallpaper, and then you know, as soon as you click apply, it turns it into that file for you, and then you can go in and EDJE extract it and DECC, and it'll extract the file, and all of the it'll have all of the files you need to edit for programming and all of the JPEGs in there.
Wow.
Everything. So you just go in and say, I want to change colors.
No
bam.
Way.
Oh, yeah. And then you got guys who have certain clocks. You got a digital clock. You just grab a snippet of code, throw it in there.
Yeah.
Bam. You know, and so it is so user-friendly as well. It's the whole thing of it still being in development means nothing. It, I tell you like this, Sony, for Sony to act, I'm, it, and it's not official that Sony backs E17, but
right,
we know.
Right.
Well, everyone in E community knows that, you know, it's they got a vested interest in it.
Yes.
So I mean, it's the development of it. I'm generally idling at least in the E development
cool.
Channel on a free node. Right. So you know we.
What's your screen name?
I'm Brian Stein.
Okay.
Brian Stein on a free node.
Okay.
So you know, I'm generally in a plan 9.
I mean, I've been in there a couple of times in the E. I think it was eDev.
Yeah,
might
that's
have
what
just
it is.
Something else.
It's
is there a user one or something, or is it?
Yeah, it is. There are two. There's eDevelop, which is strictly for development, and there's
I think that's where I was because it was definitely people talking about stuff way beyond me. So I just kind of hung out and watched, and then
yeah,
I left.
Yeah, that's,
you know?
That, yeah, that's and then there's also like I don't even go in there that much anymore. I can't remember, but it's like.
It's probably just E17 or something.
Nah, it's like I can't remember the name of it right now, but it's quasi long. It's like E. It's maybe hell, I can't remember something.
Yeah.
E user, but
yeah.
Like I said, it being in development means that the guys are constantly working on it. You can actually
yes.
see
yeah, yeah.
When you go to check out.
See all the improvements. It's
yeah.
like you get.
Oh yeah.
It's like you get new features like every time you update it.
And that is the biggest thing. The biggest
yeah.
thing is seeing. Oh, and then you know us talking to guys and they say, oh well, Raster Man did this or such and such did this, and so you know you go on and you bug test the stuff for these guys
yep.
right away because this is my this is my window manager.
Yeah.
So you know we go right in and you know we're helping these guys out and it will be the window manager of the future.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt it will.
Yeah, I love it. I really do. It's so flexible, and it's progressive, and it's flexible.
That's the and the big. The big thing for us is having choice.
Yeah.
That's what we're all about.
Yeah.
We're all about, okay, I can run KDE. Okay, I can run DWM. Okay, you know, I can run... And so it's just about and then having viable options. Not just,
yeah.
you know, not just having crappy options, but having viable options where you can do really cool things on us.
And that's something that you have to be wary of, I think, a little bit in open source free software or whatever. There are some projects out there that advertise what they want to be, and they deliver what they're still trying to attain, you know?
Yeah,
whereas,
uh-huh.
I mean, in the case of, like, at least for me, Enlightenment, for sure, and KDE4, my two favorites, they are advertising very much what they're actually delivering. Like, they tell you, here's what we've got,
yes.
you know? And
oh, yeah.
you go there, and they're right. That's what they've got. But in E17... I think they frankly undersell themselves. You know, I mean,
oh, big time, big
yeah.
time. When I was when like I said, I was doing the article for E17, I was communicating with Raster Man a lot, and Raster Man will tell you it's alpha, and I'm like Raster, seriously.
Not alpha.
I mean, he said, well, that is the way I have to look at it.
Yeah.
That way we do a lot more work on it. Then we get our first release candidate going,
mm-hmm.
and so the thing is that as long as he leans on guys and all of the, you know, guys are looking at it as still an alpha state. We got to get it going. We got to get it going. But there are tons of people running this thing. It'll always meet expectations because, see, the base is already laid down.
Right,
it's
correct.
The base is already laid down.
And
now.
That is, I mean, as far as I can tell, the base is stable. I mean, you
oh,
know, like...
It's very stable.
Yeah.
The only thing is sometimes you'll get crashes from modules that other people wrote because you know it's open source. So, but
right.
now the browser, I mean the window manager won't totally go down.
Right.
You can
correct.
Just click restart. And
that's what I was gonna say. I don't believe I've ever had E itself crash.
No,
I don't believe I've
no,
ever
it,
had
it,
that.
But and the thing, the another good thing about it is that the way E is in the sense of. What we have now is a full-fledged window manager, or it's actually what they call a desktop shell.
Yeah.
But now, the thing is that when you look at the development, the development is done for the advanced features, just like animated icons.
Yes.
In the menu bar.
Yeah.
You know, so a lot of this stuff is for the really just when you have animated backgrounds. Everything in E can be an animation.
Yeah.
And the thing with Edge as a it's just such a sexy language. So, and it's so easy to learn. You just look at other code and I can do that.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean and then also there's E embedded. And E embedded,
that's what I saw at Scale, I think it was.
Whoa, really?
And he had it running on something. Yeah, I met him in person, Restroom Man. I told him I liked it, and that's all I really knew to say to him. But yeah, I saw that stuff, and it was cool. It looked. I didn't believe it was E when he was like, "That's Enlightenment."
Oh yeah.
And I was like, "Are you sure?"
Oh yeah.
And he's got it on his Nokia, I think. Uh-huh. He's got it on his Nokia.
Yeah.
He's got on a couple of things, I think. Mm-hmm. And it's incredible.
Yeah, and there are a lot of other applications for E that various guys have built, and also Rasterman has made a media. Like a media center.
Yeah.
I can't remember the name. I mean, it is so nice. It is.
Yeah, he's actually coming up with like native apps within the E environment. I don't know. Is it within the shell? Is that what you would say?
It's just like, okay, you can do like a wrapper for a pseudo.
Right.
But no, you actually, you know, use system calls. And write it in E, write it in Edge, you know.
Okay.
So the thing is instead of just saying this is the front end to you know pseudo with a graphical interface, then you actually write the whole thing in Edge instead of, like I said, just making a front end. So you know, there's so much development on it that you always have goodies. You just always have goodies and.
Yep.
You know, like I said, the base is very solid and stable, and once E-Fizz starts getting worked in to a lot of other things, it's just gonna be crazy. The thing is the way you know you got a good window manager or a good product is that the lead developer, they keep pushing back things because they want the next release to be just a slam dunk.
Yeah.
They wanted to be jam packed. It's nothing just to have a window manager that does things that other ones do.
Right.
And a few other things that they don't.
Yeah.
They want to have one that everything's integrated. That you can run on commodity hardware.
Yeah.
And actually have some eye candy at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is the thing, to be able to have a 300 megahertz box running. You know, running E17, and you got a dock down there.
Yeah.
You got animations. You know, you can have raindrops coming in, you can have an animated background, the thing is not taxing whatsoever.
Yeah.
So.
What's the slowest computer off the top of your head that you've run E on?
166.
166.
Yeah. I'm talking full, and this was early, this was in 2000, and I say it was 2007, and it was an old HP box, and 166, a much older release of E17, and I mean, the thing was just blazing. It was when people talk about having commodity PCs and recycling them and using them for this and that. I love KDE. GNOME is nice. KDE is very mature, but if you try to recycle a PC and put KDE on it, it's just not going to happen. I run toasters. I run slow boxes.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, boxes that. You generally, I do it just for the lust and the zeal of, you know, of actually pulling that, all those resources out of that box and then seeing what else, how much RAM is using, how much swap is it going to use when I run this? And so, you know, and I do kind of like a benchmark of, a subjective benchmark, because I'm just saying, okay, well, I'm running this and I'm running that, and I've got some screenshots of me running like three different browsers. I have 12 different virtual windows open, and all of them will be full. And I mean, I'll have like 30 something windows open, and the thing will be using. And this is on a 700 megahertz Dell Inspiron 8000, and it's got 512 megabytes of RAM.
Right.
And I mean, I'd have like 186 megabytes just sitting there, chilling. You know, and
512 for some of the desktop environments, that's like basically the minimum.
Well,
you know?
I'll tell you what, 512 is beefy for E17. It's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
You got 512, I mean, and that 166 had like, I think it was like 32 megabytes. That's the same box I was trying to use for a DNS server. Just DNS. So, yeah. So the thing was is just that, like I said, if I want to be able to use this commodity hardware, then I need to use a browser that can scale down or up.
Yeah.
At any point.
Yeah.
Oh, I said a browser,
a window manager.
Yeah, I keep saying browser, but yeah, window manager that can scale down or up, and E17 is it for me. Everything,
yeah.
they've got a file manager.
Yes.
It still needs to mature a lot, but
yeah.
it's doing things where if you have files laying around that E can use, you can right click on it and bam, it'll automatically convert those files for you into a format that, you know, E can digest a lot better.
Right, yeah.
And then bam, you know, and then like I said, you can always extract that file and then go in and edit it and change it totally.
Yeah.
Change it totally, and you know, so you can make the file manager, that's a module. Dbus extension is a module.
Yeah.
You got shadowing is a module.
Yeah.
You got just everything from they've got a thing called iBar, which the iBar, when you minimize icons, iBox. When you minimize icons, they go in the iBox. That's a module. You got shelves. So a shelf is like a dock.
Yeah.
So you can put a shelf anywhere on the screen, pretty much around the perimeter. Put things in the shelf. You can put a clock module in the shelf. You can put temperature sensor in the shelf.
Mm-hmm.
You can put something to scale the CPU in the shelf.
Yeah, yeah.
You can put weather in the shelf. You can put wireless networking manager in the shelf.
Yeah.
You can put, I mean, it's just so many things.
You can put your most used applications there.
Exactly.
You can, yeah.
Yeah, and you can put anything in that shelf.
Yeah.
Anything you want to.
Yeah.
Anything. And
very sensible.
Oh, yeah.
Know? I mean, it's like, what other window manager or desktop environment is going to let you do all that kind of stuff, you know?
Exactly. And then, you know, you've got the gadgets, which the gadgets generally sit on the desktop,
mm-hmm.
and you can move those around, rearrange them all you want. I'm the type of guy that I generally use my desktop. Well, you know, the desktop, it's there when I first open it up. Like some guys have, you know, you can have the animated background, you can have
yep.
a clock
yep.
in the background, like Rocksville, Chris Tostrom, he actually made a background for Elive when I was with Elive, that it was a church with a clock on the church, the hands moved.
Cool.
You know, the hands
That's
actually
cool.
moved on the clock.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
you know, it. But now when I got my browser open, I'm not going to see that.
Right.
You
right.
know, or when I got other programs open, I'm not going to see
right,
that.
Right. Yeah.
So I'm more of a guy that I don't put icons on the desktop. I put them in a shelf.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah,
and,
yeah.
and flanking the window, so I have a space at the bottom and a space at the top,
okay.
or I do space on the side,
mm-hmm.
and put everything that I need in there, and then use the real estate in between.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just when I want to run, like if I try to run 16 or 12 virtual windows and in other window managers on a slow box, it's just the box is slow because of the window manager.
Right.
But
yeah.
now,
yeah.
if I run, you know, E17, which if you use a total minimum E17 and then you start adding things onto it, you say, you know what? See, that's the thing is that you can benchmark it yourself and say,
right,
you
yes.
know, I can throw. I
what
can
happens
throw this
if I add this? Yeah,
exactly.
And then, oh, that killed it or
mm-hmm.
that slowed it down
yeah.
beyond use, so I'm going to
yeah.
take that out.
Uh-huh, you,
yeah,
yeah you,
absolutely.
Uh-huh,
that's exactly how I do it.
Top IOSTAT, you know, and keep sampling it.
What do you think people, I get the sense that people are a little bit hesitant to try Enlightenment, or they try it and they're like turned off by it. I think one of the problems is the default gold theme, which is really bad.
It's changed.
It has changed the default thing?
Yes.
Oh, it must
yes.
be something out of the
theme.
What's
theme,
it called?
Theme
CBS,
repo.
Whatever.
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah. Okay. Actually, there's the default theme is called Loom.
Oh, okay.
Well,
so it has changed.
Yeah, oh, yeah, it's black. It's sexy.
Oh, it's the black and white one?
Well, it's black and it's got like it looks like caviar. It's like fish eggs.
Nice.
I mean, you open it up and you're like, you know, that's pretty cool. It's yeah, and it's the default gold. No, that's not there anymore.
Okay,
yeah.
So I haven't tried it out of the CVS ever. I just get whatever default version is in whatever distro I happen to be running.
I tell you,
I will have to try it.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's what you get in the distros is ages behind.
Yeah.
And you got some guys who offer repos that are somewhat.
I usually I'm at least in the test or not the testing, but the unstable version of whatever repo.
Yeah.
Of whatever distro I am running, so I think I get
slightly
more updated than normal, but not so much.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, like I was saying, what do you think the problem is? Like,
okay.
What's the hesitation here?
Okay, these are the drawbacks of Enlightenment. E17, the drawback is, okay, there is no universal repo, so to speak,
mm-hmm.
in the sense that one thing that I'm planning on doing is, what I've been planning on doing is for every distro I plan on actually having a repo with a weekly and maybe a nightly build of E, of E17, so, so everyone can have direct access to it and say, you know what? There are some problems with this one,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to use this versus the other one, or I use this and I use this release, and I like things better here, blah blah blah. So and that's we don't have that. It's the wiki is very thorough. The wiki is very thorough, but a lot of users they want to sample it. They want to get their
they want
to walk to the beach,
yep.
put their feet in, and say, you know what, that wasn't bad. Instead of having to actually carry sand to the beach,
right? Yeah.
Put it down, and then so the thing is with E, there is a sort of a learning curve that you may have to go through with building it. But there are guys who have packages out there, like one's called Reezy E17,
okay.
which is really easy E17 build,
okay.
And it's a script that it works on pretty much every distro when you run it. And it'll pull in the packages, build E for you.
Very cool. All
done
right.
deal.
All right, that's cool.
You can check that out. But
I will.
And that is the thing. The main thing for E17 is having the a repo that is official.
Yeah.
An official repo.
Yeah.
From
Well, I think nightly builds or even weekly build tech. I think that would be great.
Yeah,
be really cool.
No doubt it would. So it's that thing, and people look at it and say, and then you got to go out searching for one, and then it's kind of if you go in the wrong channel also in Freenode, if you get in that e-develop channel,
yeah.
I tell you what, you're not getting much done on the end of help because the guys in there, they're Mechius, Devil Horns, those are some of the other developers, they're strictly talking tech.
Yeah.
So, and unless you go in disguised as a female, they're not going to help you.
Right. Yeah,
I always help a female. That's pretty much the biggest holdback for E17.
Yeah.
But beyond that, the release, and some guys say, the thing is the pundits in the sense that say, well, I don't want to try it until it's released or blah,
right,
blah, blah.
Right, yeah,
and
yeah.
People think in the sense of, well, if it's not beta or if it's not an official release, then it's very buggy.
Right,
Which is not the case. So
yeah, you have to look at the development pattern and see what's going on. Like we've already said, it really is released. It's just now it's a matter of lots and lots of different features being added, or maybe certain modules, like you say, it's very modular, so maybe certain modules are being worked on.
Oh.
But, if you want a stable X environment that looks good and that feels good, E is where it needs to be for sure.
Oh, yeah, they changed the module framework. They changed a lot of the frameworks so that things will be a lot more streamlined and make a lot more sense for other guys who come behind them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just the thing of, when you want something to be feature-packed and you say, this is what we'll achieve and this is what we'll attain, not just because guys want it and want it out early.
Mm-hmm. Right.
This is what we plan on releasing when it does release.
Yeah.
And that, that's just having clear and concise goals for your project.
Yeah.
And Rasterman knows what he wants, and he has an agenda with it. So it's until that's achieved. But when it is achieved, you won't need compiles. And there are a lot of things that will just work. That's the thing. The thing is being able to just click a button and it loads a module. You try it out. You say, that was cool. That fire on my desktop, those flames,
Yeah, I like that. You know, somebody's walking by, here, check it out, it's raining on my desktop here, you know. And you turn it off and you go back to doing what you're doing.
Right, yeah. So. Yeah. Well, cool. Great. Well, thanks for talking to me again, Brian. Let's,
all right. Well,
go grab some coffee or something.
All right.
All right.
Thank you for listening to Hack Republic Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.